When I was growing up as a teenager in San Diego, the seven words that brought me the most joy on a typical Sunday morning were "the Mass is ended, go in peace." And I remember as a kid having such a hard time focusing and paying attention during Mass. And it wasn't only until later on in life, as I grew in my understanding of my faith, that I came to really appreciate the profound event that happens every time Mass is offered. The incredible gift that takes place here on this altar in this church. We not only hear God's words to us, He speaks to us through Scripture so that we can look at our lives, examine them, and see if they're going in the direction that truly leads to happiness, the happiness we were created for. And especially on the altar, we meet Christ Himself, who feeds us with His very body and blood under the appearance of bread and water in the Holy Eucharist. It's profound. It's a mystery. It's something that we will probably never, this side of eternity, never fully grasp. But those seven words, "the Mass has ended, go in peace," in English, are a loose translation of the Latin phrase. And if you remember the Latin Mass, at the end of every Mass, the priest says three words, not seven, but three. You remember what they were and what they are? Ite, Missa, Es. And the word Missa is the word that we get the word Mass for in English. It comes from this phrase, Ite, Missa, Est. And the phrase means this: go. She is sent. Kind of an odd phrase to end Mass with, right? But it's incredibly powerful and very important for us to understand why the church says this. Go, she is sent. Who is the she in this phrase? The she is the church. And friends, who is the church? Church is you, and you, and you, and you, and me. The church is all of us who are sent from this place to go out and to bring what we have received here, what we have encountered here, to those that we meet. To tell people that the God who is the creator of all, who keeps everything in existence, has become one of us. And to show His love for us, has died on that cross and has given us the gift of His very own self, so that we might what? So that we might experience and receive true peace, true inner happiness for which we are created. And friends, this world out there is starving for true meaning and true happiness. And we are commissioned at the end of every single Mass to go and share this with others. The Scriptures remind us over and over again that faith, despite what the culture says, friends, despite what we hear out there, faith is not private. Faith is very personal. Faith is very intimate, because it's our relationship with God. But it is not private, because we are meant to share it with others. We're not meant to go out and beat people over the head with a Bible. We're meant to go out and lovingly invite them into a relationship with the God that we encounter here, who has fully revealed Himself in Christ. That's what we're meant to do. To invite people to experience and to share what we ourselves have received. Now, I say all this by way of what I mentioned earlier. because today is the World Day of Prayer for Vocations. And in a very particular way, we pray for vocations to the priesthood, to the ordained diaconate, to the permanent diaconate, and to the consecrated life, religious men and women who give themselves over to Christ and follow Him exclusively. And this World Day of Prayer has been set aside, I think it's been 55 years now, on this Sunday, on Good Shepherd Sunday, to remind us of the need to pray for vocations. Friends, it looks like we have a shortage of vocations, doesn't it? There is indeed a shortage of priests, especially throughout the world. But why is that? Is it because God has kind of held back on His call? No, not at all. We have plenty of vocations. The call is there by God. What we have is a crisis in listening to that voice and responding to the call. That's the challenge. Pope Francis reminds us that in any path of a vocation, there's three steps involved. There's the listening, and here's the challenge, friends, with so much distraction in our world, with so many other things to do than to be quiet and to be silent so that we can hear the Lord's voice, it is very challenging to hear His call. And so we pray for those who have the call, and there are many who do, that they might have the ears to hear the Lord's voice speak to them in their hearts. Number two, it requires discernment. To perhaps experience that movement in our heart, yes, there might be a call, and this is especially for those of you who are eligible, right, for the priesthood, and if you're married, it's too late, but you have a vocation, and to live out that vocation is just as important, it's just as critical, but it's a different call. But for those of you who perhaps have that call, or hear that voice, or have considered the option of giving your life to God completely, it takes discernment to see what are those circumstances that God has placed in our lives. Who are the people, the events that take place to help guide us onto the path that He has created for us. And then finally, number three, it takes a willingness to live out that call. The courage to take the risk to step out and to say, Lord, here I am. You have chosen me. I give everything for You. Friends, especially in our parish. This is Our Lady of Lourdes Cathedral. It is one of the largest parishes in our diocese. We pray in a particular way for vocations from this parish family. So without a doubt, with over 1,000 families and 1,000 households here, there are vocations. It's a matter of cultivating them, praying for them because it is hard work. And then creating an environment where God's grace can really take root. And we can see vocations come from this parish family. I've been a priest only for 3 years now. I'm a later vocation in life. My vocation path has taken a bit of a windy road. And for some of you who might know a little bit about my story, I had a couple of careers before this. I was a teacher. I entered the military. I fought in the Iraq War. I was in the special operations community. I've had a lot of opportunity, friends, to do many things before I made a definitive yes in answer to the Lord's call. But I can tell you this. Of all the things that I've had an opportunity to do and to experience in my life, there is nothing that compares to the gift I have received of the priesthood. I have never been happier. I have never been more at peace. I love being a priest. And this is part of the gift that God gives to every single one of those who choose to follow Him, to forego pursuing wealth and comfort and honor and popularity, to give all those things up in order to possess Jesus alone as one's only treasure. It's incredible. And friends, so I invite you today, especially on Good Shepherd Sunday, that we take to heart our own call to go and to participate, to be sent out by Christ into this world, and to share the message of the good news of Christ risen from the dead, and to pray in a particular way for vocations from our parish family, that we have more heralds of the gospel, more heralds of the resurrected Christ, and to be sent out uniquely by God to be a participant in the very work of bringing souls to God. There's no better life, friends. It's difficult. It's a life of self-sacrifice. It's a life of giving and generosity. But friends, the Lord always, always gives far more in return. So today we pray for that grace, and we pray for those vocations, especially through the intercession of Our Lady of Lourdes, that the Lord of the harvest continue to send holy, courageous vocations to the harvest for those who are called to the priesthood, to the diaconate, and to the consecrated life. God bless you.